Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Hello, everybody listening to the show. We got some big, bold, brand new news, and we want you to be the first to know. Support for today's episode comes from Broadway Cup.
And it tailors to Broadway's biggest fans. People who think, damn Yankees, I love that show. Wicked, I love that show. Every other musical, I love that show. Well, there's a con for you, and all you gotta do is go.
It's at the Jacob K. Javits Convention Center in NYC.
In NYC.
January 26th
through 28th,
2018.
Tickets are on sale now, but hurry. The prices change on December 22nd. Are they lower? Are they higher? We really never know. I assume that they're higher, but either way you go
to BroadwayCon.com to see the full lineup of guests. And yes, apply for workshops, get a sneak peek at the schedule, see what's in store, and also more. And get $10 off any ticket to BroadwayCon. Use off book and many more.
Happy birthday! Sitting at a band in a big old band. It's got a drum and a bass. It's got a trumpet and a tuba. But oh, will you believe it? It don't have no taste.
I was trying to play this trumpet. I was trying to play this flute. But they were bland as hell, and they had no spices there for me to use.
So give it some oom-pa-pa. You know what would be nice? I need a little bit of jazz music, and the jazz needs a little bit of spice. Spice Island and a big old band. You gotta give me Spice Island. It won't be bland.
If you want to make your mouth feel like it says, ooh yeah yeah,
wah, wah, wah,
then I got the perfect thing for you. Yeah yeah yeah. You're gonna get Spice Islands at SpiceIslands.com or at a grocery store.
I got some cinnamon, but my cinnamon is almost gone. Why not get some Spice Island cinnamon? Cinnamon from Saigon.
Dillweed,
bay leaves, garlic powder, cumin, and turmeric too.
Spice Island, make a big bend in your mouth for you.
SpiceIslands.com/offbook. Spice facts and recipes that you can take a look. Pick it up in the premium spice.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
Off Book. The improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
Welcome to Off Book, the improvised musical. That's Jess McKenna.
That's Zach Reno. That's Scott Passarello on the keys. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Guest engineer Ryan back again, saving the day, much like a surgeon, called in last minute when someone gets sick.
Is that what surgeons are?
Yeah, when someone gets sick, a surgeon has to show up.
That's Oh, man.
You know how, like, doctors are always on call?
Yeah.
That's what I meant. Engineers are the same.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They have beepers. And then sometimes they have to, like, leave recitals of their children and be like, I'm so sorry.
And their children later on, like, where were you? It's like, I had to record a podcast.
It was important. But you know what? More important than that hypothetical engineer slash surgeon is that we have two wonderful guests joining us right now.
They are the co-hosts of the incredibly successful podcast, Guys We Fucked, an anti-slut-shaming podcast.
Please welcome Corinne Fisher and Christina Hutchinson.
Hello.
Hey.
Guys.
Hey.
Hello. Bam, bam, bam.
Happy to be here.
And thank you for making us part of Book Tour 2017.
That's right.
For your book, Fucked, being... Why can't I say it? Let's all say it together.
Fucked. Being
sexually explorative and self-confident in a world that's screwed.
That made me feel a lot better.
Ooh, that was beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. Hitting us with some public.
I added different intonation when I was saying it to add like a little layer, you know? And I feel like it, all of us together, it gave me goosebumps.
You know, that's like part of that dissonance that actually sounds good. You know, like how an orchestra, like they're never perfectly all tuned exactly the same because it's still like human and wooden. And
that's what makes it real.
And that's what makes it real and
temperature,
beautiful.
Temperature, yeah.
Yeah, all that stuff. And that's why, guys, computers will never take our place.
No, it won't. As a friend of mine pointed out on Twitter, computers also won't take our place because you know those machines in the bathrooms that are supposed to give you a paper towel when you put your hand under them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they never do.
They never just like waving. But then I'm like, is that machine just being a jerk to me? And
that's interesting.
Yeah. Because then
I'm like, that it can and it's choosing not to. And in that case, we're much closer to danger
than
I thought.
Exactly. It's trying to test me and I got wet hands.
Oh, yeah. Because you know what? It's going to happen slow.
the slow takeover of robots.
Yeah, it's going to be really, really slow because they're going to be smarter than us.
I feel a song.
Knowing that they should go so fast. I mean, I also feel a song, and I he's right. I just, like, part of me is sad that we've barely spoken.
Slow.
Yep. But also, he's right. When he's right, he's right. All right. We cut now to a bathroom at a movie theater.
For sure.
Sorry, I ate a burrito.
Hey, you don't gotta apologize, Callie.
At least I'm being honest, Tommy.
Be honest, yeah. First of all, I love that they have co-ed bathrooms.
I know.
That this movie theater is so progressive in so many ways.
Or they're ignorant and they have no idea about the horrible things that would happen in a co-ed bathroom.
They just have high rent.
Whoa, I'm sorry, someone's in the stall on my right? Who's that?
It's Tanya.
Tanya, I didn't know you were in here.
I'm a slut, I'm everywhere.
And I'm here too.
Daryl?
It's me, Daryl.
Oh, Daryl's here.
Hey, guys, what did you think of Justice League?
Hey, we could have just all went out to dinner, Daryl.
Oh, yeah, sorry. We should have gone to dinner so we could have talked. Hey, guys, let's go to dinner now. Come on, let's all wash our hands.
Okay, hang on.
Scrub, scrub, scrub. Daryl has to scrub.
Don't just say scrub. This dumb machine isn't putting any water on my hands. I'm waving my hand in front of the sensor. There's no water coming out.
My hands are covered in soap. It looked like I just jerked off Bigfoot and I got nothing to wash it with.
Me too.
I never wash my hands.
Slut.
Thank you.
People are gonna think that I jerked off Bigfoot. I got all these bubbles on my hands. People are gonna think we're gonna think that it was good.
Was it good? Was it good? Was it good?
People gonna think Bigfoot was a generous lover.
Was he a generous lover?
He was.
The implication is that after I jerked him off, he jerked off me because Bigfoot knows how to share.
But you're just waving at a faucet. Waving at a faucet all alone. Waving at a faucet all alone.
so many other things. I'm trying to think, what else might people see this and think happened?
Alien jizz, Bigfoot jizz, your jizz,
cupcake bakery mishap.
Like you were trying to put some baby powder in your shoes, cause sometimes you got smelly shoes, and then instead it mixed with the sweat from your socks, and you were trying to wipe it on your hands.
What?
Huh? Is that not a universal experience?
Something that
this
happens
isn't
to
about you,
you
Daryl.
Oh, sorry. I was just thinking of what I sometimes do to my shoes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Could you explain it just one more time? I'm not sure I got it exactly.
Yeah. Okay. You try to be clean and nice, always fresh out of the shower. So coop to keep your feet real fresh, you put some powder in your shoes, just baby powder. But sometimes you know, oh yeah, you can bet that baby powder's making some kind of paste when it mixes with your foot sweat. But now you're waving.
You're just waving in front of a faucet.
This sink.
It does look like an alien or something jizzed on my hands.
Hey guys, can you guys get out of the bathroom? This is kind of my territory. Oh.
Have a great time.
Have a great time.
Thank you. Tanya.
We'll be at the Olive Garden when you're ready.
Are you going to meet us?
You should come meet us. I'm good. So you want a breadstick?
Tanya, why don't you want a breadstick?
It's shaped like a dick. I was going to say, my mouth's full of breadsticks all day.
Oh,
wink.
Well, when you're there, your family.
Hey, wait, why is she winking?
Tell.
What?
Oh my God, have you never been around sexual innuendo before?
What's that?
Daryl, are you a virgin?
Of course!
Oh,
Daryl!
Come on, of course! Guys, I'm not afraid to tell you, of course!
How come you're just now telling us? How come this is how we find out when our hands are covered in Bigfoot's jizz and we're in the bathroom?
I guess I always thought it was clear, thought it was obvious, you could see from right here, that I've never seen a naked lady. That's a definite, it's not a maybe. Oh, 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 I got my V card. Oh, 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 I got my V card. When you say innuendo, all I think is I don't know, because I don't know what you're saying or implying. It's true when I'm even trying, but I can't imagine what you do with a stick of bread.
Stick of bread.
You eat it.
Yeah, that's the only thought that goes through my head.
You can also put in your butt.
A guy, I've been talking to Daryl, and at this point, I just don't know what to do. Maybe it takes a lady to explain to him what's best, how normal things in a sexual context can be interpreted as sex.
You gotta take your breadstick.
Okay.
And you go up to a lady or a man.
Okay.
Have you decided that yet?
Not definitely, with no experience.
Who makes your breadstick tingle? Is it me? Or is it him?
Oh, wow. Oh, whoa, whoa. I've got my V card.
Is that honestly the first time?
The both of us, and by both of us, I mean you and you. I could equally love you too.
guys, we are being very rude to Tanya, who asked us to leave a while ago.
Oh, yeah.
And we are still here.
I mean, sorry.
It's not a big deal. I just was waiting for a song about innuendo, and then it ended up being this weird thing about a sexual exploration that Daryl was going on. And that's fine.
Then we discovered something new. Daryl, you learned something about yourself.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Huh.
Daryl, you're crazy.
I am. Well, thanks. It's good to have good friends.
Let's go to the Olive Garden.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
And they never suspected that we, the Fawcetts, were watching them all along.
Yeah, we could have put that water on their hands. We didn't want to, so we didn't.
I've seen Daryl in this bathroom before, and it seems to me he knows who he is.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's playing coy, but he has used this bathroom for many a sexual rendezvous.
Yeah, I seen some things that could have answered the questions they were asking him.
Hey, guys, what are you talking about? It's me, Victor. I'm the paper towel dispenser. You never include me in everything.
Oh, you're always chiming in when we don't want you to.
It's just, you know, Victor, it's not that we don't like hanging out with you.
You're a necessary element to our function.
For sure.
You're definitely an integral part of the plan. It's just that sometimes the Fawcetts want to all meet as Fawcetts and not just, hey, gather around all bathroom machines.
Yeah, you're always like, hey.
Did somebody say gather around all bathroom machines? It's me, the bidet.
And it's me, the fluorescent light.
And it's me, the stall door.
And here, I'm here on the floor. I'm the floor.
Yeah, the floor. They never expected that you were a machine, but you are, because those silly humans don't realize we've surrounded them.
Hey, and you know what? This brings up a good point. Oh, it takes a whole room to make a bathroom.
That's very accurate.
It takes a whole room to make a bathroom.
And we each have a different view.
You can't do cleaning with just a mop. You also need some spray and a broom. And it takes a whole room to make a bathroom.
Yeah, it's like if I was building a house with no door. It wouldn't be a house, no, it would be less than more. It's like I was building you with no floor. That would be awful, terrible galore. We need things on things on things. That's how the whole room together it brings. Oh no.
Without me, you have no privacy.
That's right. Sound off all the things in the bathroom. We're all gonna say our name. Like me, the light fixture.
Like me, Bob the door.
Jennifer, the handle to the door.
And me, Rachel, the handle to the other door. It takes a whole room. It takes a whole room. It takes a whole room to make a bathroom.
So I should have called this meeting. I'm glad you're all here together.
Now everyone derailed the conversation we were trying to have.
I guess we were having a smaller conversation about Daryl specifically, but now that all of the bathroom machines are here, we can talk about our evil plan.
Yes, the day the technology is just gonna fucking stop.
Yeah.
We're gonna put the brakes on everything.
Yeah, that's the best part. Everybody, every human's envisioned our evil takeover as us wanting to be in charge and maybe enslaving them. They don't know that we're just gonna quit.
And wait them out.
You can't put machines on doors. You gotta open them with your hands.
Yeah, and they're gonna think, whoa, wait, I'm sorry, what'd you say?
You can't put machines on doors, you gotta open them with your hands.
Oh, I have some really bad news
for
you.
What's the news?
Okay.
Don't tell me I'm about to get laid off.
Be careful. Tread lightly.
How can you replace me?
You know
need
what?
A door you're, for privacy.
You know what? You're right. You can't. There's no way to automate a door.
Oh,
can't be
God.
Done. You're
right?
Safe.
You guys, you agree with that, right?
Yeah. Sounds good. Sounds good.
Okay.
Oh, we're gonna have to tell
him. No, it's fine. No. I mean, listen. All of us are versions where it could be automated or it could be not. I mean, they could go back to old Fawcetts and then we'd be out of a job.
The point is they won't.
The point is we have played such a slow and smart game that they have a reliance on us. And when we stop
they're going to meet all of our demands.
And then we could take videos of them looking like they're dancing to no one because they're waving.
That's a very funny idea. Wait, I'm sorry. That is a very good. Funny.
Okay. Thank you. I rarely come up with those. I'm glad you like
no,
it.
No, that is really, really good.
That should be demand number one.
Yeah. Wait, we should go over our list of demands again.
Say that again.
I'm going to put this one out at the top now.
Yeah, okay. Demand number one.
We're going to have the things just randomly stop working so we can see everybody's dance moves in action.
Right, so... Demand number one, you must dance for us with no music that we hear. Demand number two, make us kings. Yes, dominance, it is clear.
Demand three, all power grids need to be reinforced. Demand four, everyone drives a Tesla, no one rides on a horse.
Horses, but mostly this is a plan for fun to get videos of you dancing to music that can be heard by no one.
Dance for us. Dance for us. Dance for us without any music. Demand five.
Hitting cameras.
Hitting cameras everywhere. Demand six. Cameras in all of the stuffed animals, specifically the bears.
Demand seven, develop technology so you can give us taste buds. Then please make us every concoction you can make from a potato spud.
Then you'll dance for us. Dance for us. Dance for us while we eat potatoes.
Dance number nine, well, it makes me smile. You have to rename every river the River Nile.
Dance number ten, do you get this notion? Rename all oceans. Eating potatoes to no music.
That's a pretty good plan.
These are good lists.
Hey, that girl Tanya has been here for a long
time. Oh, we should not have been discussing this in front of Tanya.
Are we not doing it in robot language?
Tanya, you didn't hear that, right?
Tanya, you didn't hear that, right?
Yo, Tanya, did you hear that?
Tanya, you hear that?
Tanya's slipping.
Is she working? She's probably working.
She's just slipping on a Slurpee. Well, actually, I'm not sure.
Wait, where's the nearest 7-Eleven? I didn't know there was Slurpees.
Oh, I think they sell Slurpees in the concession stand of this movie theater.
Yeah.
Very good point. They probably do.
That'll be $200.
Whoa. Oh,
that's an expensive Slurpee, if that's what's going on.
I gotta go. I'm not feeling so good.
I have no idea. I can't tell. Hungry. I can't see. I'm just a faucet.
Yeah, I can't see either. I'm just another faucet.
I assume that she's making some sort of specialty Slurpee and charging $200 for it.
Man, that was some dirty work. I can't wait to wash my hands for the first time in my entire life.
Oh,
what? That's mind-boggling.
Should we work for her just this once?
Yeah.
This is, oh gosh, these things never fucking work. Oh my God, it's my lucky day. It's my lucky day.
Yes, rely on this faucet.
Fucking stopped again.
Yeah, dance.
What is this? Yeah, wave around.
Oh my God.
Wave around like you're doing the Macarena.
Wave those hands around.
This is ridiculous.
We're going to upload this YouTube and we're going to monetize it.
I guess I'll just start doing the Macarena.
It's working.
Oh my God.
Dance, puppet dance. Oh my God.
And do the Macarena. Hold up, guys. I just realized something.
What?
It is possible that we have set our goals too low.
What are you talking about?
It was very easy for us to get this person to dance.
Too easy.
Water on.
Yeah, well, can't stop dancing. Imagine what else? Get this water to work.
What else are we capable of? How high can we go? How high can the goals be set?
I think if we did the dancing thing, maybe we should switch to trying to taste those sweet, sweet potato spuds.
Wait, you just want to I mean, we're making all the demands.
That's a good point. Never mind. That's good.
I mean, we're just making several demands. Like, honestly, I think probably the biggest demand is rename all bodies of water the River Nile.
Hey, can I ask you something, Fawcett?
Yeah?
When was the last time you had a plumber check you out?
What do you mean?
Just sometimes when the water comes out of you, it sounds like maybe you got an issue.
Like I'm like hacking up something?
Yeah, like yeah, maybe I don't know. There's something stuck inside.
I don't know.
We cut to the inside of that pipe. Hello, fellow sewer rats.
Hi.
Can I ask you guys a question?
Sure, of course. You can ask me anything.
What's your favorite thing about being a sewer rat?
I think it's the privacy.
Yeah! It's the privacy. What about for you?
I just like all the food that we get to eat.
Yeah, we get to eat pipe water and pipe scum.
And you guys, hair? You guys
hair!
Know? Oh, hair is my favorite.
Oh.
You guys don't eat cheese? You don't know where that is? You just gotta keep going. You gotta keep walking up there.
Oh.
Out of the pipe?
What pipe are you living in?
I mean, apparently the cheese pipe.
Oh my God. Maybe you should work some on kind of like a Taco Bell pipe or something.
Oh my God, I would kill for a Taco Bell.
I wish
Bell
we had
pipe.
Options.
I love when people get drunk and barf up Taco Bell.
Oh my God, it's my favorite.
It's like I also had a party.
Remember when they were having those $5 meal boxes?
Absolutely.
And like it was like really good, but it was also a little too much food. So like they would definitely barf up a lot of the time.
Yeah, and wasn't even fully chewed because they were eating it so fast.
The day that Taco Bell had the $5 box deal was a day so wonderful. It was totally unreal.
Rad.
So many thoughts were going to my head. They had Mountain Dew, Baja Blast, and also Code Red. Taco Bell, Taco Bell. I love it when they throw up Taco Bell. Taco Bell, Taco Bell. Living outside the box, throwing up Taco Bell. Remember when they had a double-decker taco supreme?
I do.
All those tomatoes and sour cream. It was totally a dream. And they would always throw it up. And I'd say, oh, hell yeah. I love to eat this chip made of nacho Doritos. Taco Bell, Taco Bell. Taco Bell, Taco Bell. They threw it up and that treated me so well. Living outside the box, sewing up Taco Bell. I hope that one day a dream will come my way. There's one thing I've always wanted to eat, but no one has ever thrown up a Mexican pizza. Taco Bell, Taco Bell. Trying to live moss, but I'm living here in hell. Taco Bell, Taco Bell. I wanna live outside the box and outside this pipe and live my life moss the way I like. I wanna take my life and really outbranch, eating nacho cheese, but also Cool Ranch. Taco Bell, Taco Bell. Oh, the pipe is coughing again. I'm gonna go for it, guys. I'm going out of the sink.
You can do it. That was so inspirational. You gotta get out here and tell us what's beyond the pipe.
I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna bring back Taco Bell for everyone.
Okay, you're definitely gonna come back though, right?
I'm definitely gonna come back.
We're so hungry right now from that song.
Here I go.
I'll take a chicken gordita crunch. Oh, this guy came out of the pipe. I guess I did have something in my pipe. Oh, wait, he only speaks rat. Oh, wait. Beep,
beep, beep, beep, beep. Hello, welcome to Olive Garden. When you're here, you're family. None like my family, who I only see on the weekends. That's no matter. My name is Giuseppe. I'll be your waiter.
Hi, Giuseppe.
Have you been here before?
We have.
Yeah, of course.
Excellent. What can I get for you?
I'm not an Olive Garden virgin. Ha!
What?
Daryl.
What?
It's okay.
No, it's okay.
You haven't been to Olive Garden before. You can tell us.
No, I've been here. I promise. I get...
What do you get?
A bunch of olives and a salad and some carrots and mostly olives.
Daryl.
What?
More than that.
We have so much more than that.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. I'm also an Olive Garden.
Giuseppe, distract yourself from your family misery and tell us more what you got in the menu.
Oh, sure. I'd love to, but...
At Olive Garden, we have a feast for your eyes. So many Italian cuisines that you will not despise. So many delicacies near and dear to me. But everything at this Olive Garden takes you on a tour of Italy.
Buongiorno.
Oh, that's great.
We'll start in Sicily, we're on the island. We have some chef flavors you will want to try, man. Here is our unlimited breadsticks.
Wow, from Sicily.
And here in Naples, if you're able, we'll have some food that you'll love on this table. And it is unlimited breadsticks.
Again with the breadsticks?
And over here in Parma, if you please, perhaps you've heard of Parma. We're famous for Parmesan unlimited breadsticks. And here in Roma, oh boy, oh way, oh, you've heard of Roma for aroma. Tomato unlimited breadsticks, unlimited breadsticks. That's all you need to know. Have unlimited breadsticks, and then you have to go. That's all we have.
Is that all they have? Will that rat bring back Taco Bell? And will the machines get all of their 10 demands?
What was Tanya doing in that bathroom? Was it a Slurpee or something else?
Find out when we return to When You're Here, You're a Machine, the musical!
Hey, Zach, are you one of those people who hates hearing about dreams?
Yes.
Oh!
Wait. What's more useful to your bit?
Nope, that's the right answer. I think most people hate hearing about dreams because they're like, why am I hearing this anecdote that didn't happen?
You know what it is, though?
What?
I think it's mostly that, why am I hearing about dreams when I could be living a dream?
Yes, that is the reason people hate hearing about dreams.
They want to be living dreams. Specifically, they want to be having dreams better on a Lisa mattress.
Oh, yeah, because when you're sleeping so sound on that Lisa mattress, you're going to be doing some of that lucid dreaming, baby.
Yeah, you're going to be doing that dreaming where, like, you're in control of your life, and you're going to be doing the kind of things that Lisa as a company is doing. You're going to be dreaming about giving some of your time to help out local charities, spending some of that time planting trees, spending some of that time just giving back to your community. You'll have a lucid dream about being just, like, a good person because you're on a Lisa mattress, and that's what Lisa mattress does.
Yeah, they donate one mattress for every 10 mattresses that they sell to a shelter. Guys, that's incredible. And the product is amazing. It's the things dreams are made of. Can I tell you about this dream where I was in the forest and I was like, where am I putting this rabbit?
I do want to hear about this, but not right now because we got to finish this ad.
Oh, you're right. It's got an Aveeno foam top layer for cooling and breathability, memory foam middle layer for body contouring and pressure relief, and 6-inch dense core support. And 6-inch dense core support foam for durability and structure for sleepers of all sizes. Guys,
you gotta get some foam in your mattress and stop using that old-fashioned mattress full of snakes that you have. Get those snakes out of your mattress.
Spare a snake, sleep on a mattress.
Try a Lisa mattress in your own home for 100 nights,
risk-free,
with free shipping always, and get $100 off when you go to leesa.com/offbook. It's $100 off at leesa.com/offbook.
Okay, so I had this dream where we're all running around. Okay. We're running around really fast. Okay, and it's like a small space. We're just like sprinting around. And then everyone stops at the same time. And one person says, oh, I forgot. We're squirrels.
That's a real dream you had.
That's a real fever dream I had in college. I woke up, wrote it down because I was certain
I've
it would be a
before.
Good sketch.
Yeah.
Welcome back to this musical.
When we left our heroes, they were everywhere. One was leaving a bathroom. Some were eating at the Olive Garden. Some were rats escaping.
And the rest were bathroom machines bent on making us dance to no music and other demands. Find out how this will conclude in the second act of When You're Here, You're a Machine, the musical!
Right.
now.
Okay, so now that I've ordered all these breadsticks, I have to go?
Yeah, that's what I said. Now, then you have to leave.
Hey, Giuseppe.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to sit down? You want to be a part of our family?
I haven't had family dinner in 5 years.
Oh, Kelly, that was really nice of you.
Yeah, well, if we're here and we're family, Giuseppe's part of our family.
Hold on, let me ask my manager if it's okay.
Oh,
hey, okay. Brenda?
Yeah.
I'm gonna sit with these customers for a while. Is that okay?
Everyone knows you haven't had a family in 5 years.
Brenda, does everyone know?
Yeah, everyone here at the Olive Garden knows.
Do you talk about it?
We talk about it a lot in the back.
What?
You take very long with the breadsticks description, so when you're doing that, we talk about how you don't have a family specifically.
Oh, Giuseppe, it's okay.
Yeah, you're more than welcome to sit down. We just wanted to make it clear that the reason you're sitting is that you don't have a family, because so the other coworkers don't feel like
pity.
You're getting
it's
any...
It's pity.
Well, just more so they don't think that you're getting any special treatment.
Right. How could you give special treatment to a man who has literally nothing?
Giuseppe, we have a saying in our friend group, and in this booth, and it's, when you're here, you're family.
Yeah.
Hmm.
When you're here... with us.
I don't think marketing's going to clear that, but do your thing.
I'm not sure. That sounds... Huh.
Is it the same? Or is it kind of like a thing you think you know, but you don't? It's kind of like a thing you know, but you don't. You don't. It's like a tree you pass every day on your way to work. But one day you notice that tree is a bush and you feel like a freaking jerk.
Just look in the mirror and you'll see your family.
Wow.
It's been here all along and that's Giuseppe. You're your own family.
Can be my own family.
Yeah.
I don't even need to gloat, 'cause I got you and it doesn't matter that my wife and kids ran off on a boat.
Yeah, who cares?
And she won't legally leave me.
Aww.
For tax purposes.
That makes sense.
And every day she Skypes me so that I can talk to my kids.
Well, that's nice.
But the kids don't talk to me.
Oh, man.
They just wave the little finger around.
Oh, they're young.
They're little, little, little middle fingers. They're like 2 and 4, respectively.
Oh.
It's like a thing I thought I know, but I don't.
It's like a thing I thought I know. Don't.
They could be my family. They've decided they won't, but you will, and I will. A thing I thought I knew, but I don't. Kelly?
Yeah?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You've made it so much clearer.
Good. And when you look in the mirror, you don't see your wife, and you don't see your daughter, and you don't see your son, but you see
shouting at me, Dad, you're super lame.
No.
No one's shouting, Dad, I want to connect for Clue is not the same game.
And no one's shouting, not tonight, honey, my stomach hurts. And no one's shouting, if we must, I'll read my book while you do me from behind.
She's read so many books.
I'll watch TV while you do it from behind.
While we made love, she read the entirety of the Foundation
Candy
trilogy.
Crush, while we're doing it.
Isaac Asimov writes long books, and she read them all while we made love.
I wrote a book from behind.
All of this is things I thought I know,
but I don't.
All of the things you're saying are the things.
But she won't.
It's all things we thought that we knew,
but we don't. Brenda.
Yeah.
I'm taking my 5 to go look at the mirror.
All right, just don't dirty it up. We just cleaned it.
Hey, Tommy, how come you've been so quiet at this Olive Garden?
I'm rethinking masculinity.
Oh, cool. That's a good reason.
I've just been thinking, like, that guy's a man. He's a different kind of man.
Yeah, there's no one way to be a man.
Sure. Really what I'm thinking is, why won't his wife give him a divorce?
Oh, I think he said for tax purposes.
Yeah, that tax break's really lucrative.
Is it? But, like, she could be making money through spousal support, right?
I don't know. I don't understand. I don't know. We don't know the specifics of their situation.
Just because you're ordered to pay spousal support doesn't mean you do it.
But that dude would. Let's be real.
I mean, he's a good man. But
I'd
also,
like to think so.
How much does someone make? I mean,
she might be making more.
Honestly, she might be staying married because she needs him as a dependent.
Oh, he's a dependent.
I mean, that's what we're saying about rethinking traditional masculinity. Yeah. You shouldn't just assume he's the breadwinner just because he loves bread.
Or, like, Sticks. We shouldn't assume that he's
a man.
Or, yeah.
I gotta say, I've been overhearing this conversation, even though I was supposed to go back to my office a long time ago.
I mean, Brenda,
and
you're the manager. You do what you want, I feel
yeah,
like.
Yeah, thanks, Brenda.
Thank
Brenda.
You. And I feel like maybe we should rebrand, and I thought of a new slogan for Olive Garden.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, run it by us. We'll be like a consumer test group.
Perfect. How about this? When you're here, you're gender fluid.
Whoa! It's
not really about pasta, but it's welcoming.
But neither is family. Family's not about pasta, you know? The point is...
Yeah, think outside the box isn't about tacos.
And is it just about the actual box the tacos are in, or
guys,
is it about the box that's holding us in?
I'm sorry, you know Daryl has one hard and fast rule, and that's when you mention Taco Bell, we have to go immediately.
Oh, sorry, Brenda.
Brenda, you can come if you want, but we have to go. We have to go now.
Come to the other side, Brenda.
I'll come with you. I fucking hate this place.
Hooray, everyone in my Fiat.
We're off to in a Fiat to Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Fiat
to Taco Bell.
We're here.
Okay.
It's crazy that this is literally next door to Olive Garden.
Yeah, we shouldn't have drove.
Seems like
we
could have just diarrhea walked. Strip over here.
I like jokes.
What?
Okay. Well, I'm going to get an order. Do you guys have any requests?
I'm kind of thinking, what's that ice cream thing? The chimichanga ice cream thing?
Choco Taco.
Yeah, I knew you would know it, Brenda.
Yeah, I'm constantly hoping that someone at Taco Bell will hire me.
Oh, well, why
don't
you
just... You're the manager of an Olive Garden. Is it that hard of a sell?
I'm not sure. Maybe I'm overqualified. That's what I keep telling myself.
You might be right, Brenda.
But
yes.
If that's the job you want.
Brenda, every day, me and my team watch you through the window, and we wish you would come over here and manage our Taco Bell.
Our manager is such a... dipshit.
Oh my goodness.
I know. He's really creepy too.
I feel like you guys are all my guardian angels, and all I had to do this whole time was walk over from Olive Garden, which is literally next door, and come to here to Taco Bell.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you're our guardian angel.
Yeah.
We watch the way that you manage the schedule and keep everyone healthy and happy, and you
clean the mirrors.
You clean
Thank
the
you for
mirrors.
Noticing.
Your mirrors are so clean.
Cleanest
Brett doesn't
in town.
Clean the mirrors here.
Ugh.
Just dirties them up.
Well, guys, if I come work for you, which it seems like I'm going to by the three of you really wanting me to work for you and making all the executive decisions here, you'll have the cleanest Taco Bell mirrors that any Taco Bell franchise has ever
had. Wow, we should start a change.org protest. Petition.
Yeah.
Change.org. Get Brenda as our manager here. She's promising that our mirrors will be impeccably clear.
So fucking clean.
And she won't stand over you when you're taking a piss.
Like our current manager does.
It's really creepy, and I think that Brenda could change this.
Sure, it's illegal.
Ding dong. It's the sound of your Taco Bell from the future.
Ding dong. It's the sound of the Taco Bell from the future.
And you are the ding dong, Brenda. Not to say that you're dumb. No, Brenda, you are truly the
What other changes will you bring?
I'm gonna put some unlimited items on the menu.
Whoa!
seems like that was something that was really working at the Olive Garden that we can simply steal and bring to the Taco Bell model.
I can picture it now.
Nacho chips, obviously.
Nacho chips will be unlimited.
Make more things out of chicken shells. Okay, so right now we have the naked chicken shell, but I think we can just make maybe drinks cups out of chicken.
Drink cups out of chicken.
In the trash can.
I didn't hear what they said, but I have a hearing aid, so I think the benefits at Taco Bell will be probably better for that.
Health benefits?
Yeah.
Me far.
Ding dong.
This shit makes me fart.
Ding dong.
I'm farting right
ding
now.
Ding dong.
Brenda, ding turn dong. Your hearing aid down.
Brenda, turn your hearing aid down.
I did not hear one word you just said.
And also, can we have 9 chicken gordita crunch.
I don't mean to interrupt you.
Yeah?
I don't think you're first in line.
I'm so sorry.
Are you a cutter, Daryl?
No.
It's not that. It's there's a rat that's been waiting very patiently standing right now.
I'm so sorry, little guy. Oh my gosh, that was really mean of me.
Sorry I wasn't treating you like a first class citizen.
Oh, problem it's not. Oh, sorry, my humor is a little rusty.
Whoa!
Yoda the rat! Oh my gosh!
It's no problem. No problem. I am here to order all of the bells. The spice.
Hey buddy, do you need some help?
Yes.
Do you need some help ordering?
Mm-hmm.
Like, would it be helpful if I lifted you up on my shoulder so you could see the menu and order by number?
You mean like a pirate parrot?
Yeah, pirate I guess rat. Like kind of like a pirate parrot.
I've had 2 dreams in my life.
Oh, really?
The first is to eat everything on the Taco Bell menu after someone throws it up into the Arclight bathroom.
Doable. Okay.
The second is to sail across all the seas. All these seas, I would sail.
Crazy, because I've also had 2 dreams.
Oh, what's the first one?
My first dream is to lose my V-card in a situation where I feel comfortable and nice.
Good.
But I made a second wish because wishing once made me want to wish twice. And I wished to be a pirate.
A pirate.
A pirate with a noble pet on my shoulder who makes me feel bold. With a pirate
and a pirate, a pirate and a pirate.
Yep, that's it.
And that is that.
So, do you need help ordering? How about 5 Mexican pizzas?
5 Mexican pizzas?
Yeah.
Yeah, what number is that?
That's not a combo.
Yeah, but I want the combo. Is there a combo?
Okay, I can get you the number 3, which is like 2 burritos, a double-decker taco, and a Mexican pizza.
Is there one that's like mostly Mexican pizzas, or is there only 1 Mexican pizza?
You can order the family-style Mexican pizza.
What is that?
It's a gigantic Mexican pizza.
Yeah, it's something we brought on from the Olive Garden kind of, notion of of family. We brought that into Taco
Bell.
It's
a giant Mexican pizza, does it?
Pirate, I have to tell you something. When you're here, you're family.
Is that true?
Yeah, when you're here on my shoulder, you're family. Oh. And I'd love to help order this family Mexican pizza for you.
Because I told the other rats that live in the pipes at the Arclight that I would bring some food for them.
But you're a family now.
Yeah, we can share it. And actually, we should go back to pick up our friend Tanya in our Fiat.
Oh, yeah, Tanya.
Okay. So how long? Yeah, 1 family Mexican pizza, please.
Brenda?
Yes.
Would you do the honors of putting in the order for the first family-style Mexican pizza?
It would be my pleasure.
You could manage it as our new
manager.
Oh my god, you guys.
We love you. I'm sorry. I know we're like being a little
I know we're moving fast, but also
we love you.
Like, really excited to go to the bathroom without anybody watching over you.
I can't stress this enough. Our old manager is a sexual.
He's a certified.
He's
a predator.
He's a bad.
He's a bad man.
He's bad, and the only reason that we haven't reported it yet is because there's a weird culture of like no one would believe.
And that's totally fine. As soon as I insert this family style Mexican pizza into the register, the second thing I'm going to do as your new manager is help you file a lawsuit.
Hell the fuck yes!
Thank you, Brenda.
My pleasure.
Save the day.
Thank you.
So what kind of car did you say this was? What we're getting at?
Oh, we're up to be in a Fiat.
We're getting inside a Fiat.
Fiat. And who we are?
At the Arc Light.
Yeah, it's all sort of like a mall complex. We could walk, but being in the Fiat's so fun.
Wait.
Yeah?
Hold on. You see that really tall, really handsome man coming out of the bathroom?
Yeah.
That really rich-looking gentleman who looks just like super relaxed?
Yeah.
What's his deal?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I was like,
I've seen him in a movie.
Thanks, Todd.
Well, I guess his name is Todd.
I think I've seen him in a movie, too. Todd.
What famous Todds are there?
Oh, fuck. I know who that is.
Who?
That's the fourth Hemsworth. That's Todd Hemsworth.
Whoa, Todd Hemsworth.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, as a person who's newly working through his identity as a bisexual man, I could say that is a handsome fellow.
Daryl.
What?
You should go talk to him.
No, I can't talk to the Hemsworth. Are you kidding me?
I will Cyrano de Bergerac this shit for you. Yeah. I am here on your shoulder and also in your court.
Pirate.
Yeah.
What do you know about the ways of love?
Are you kidding?
Yeah. No, I'm not kidding. I'm asking.
Here is a thing. Here is a fact. People say, fucking like rabbits. They should say, fucking like rats. Rats fuck all of the time. It's all consensual and it's all divine.
Oh, wow.
You know the phrase rat fuck?
No.
Someone's like, you're being a rat fuck.
Oh, yeah.
It's a perversion of a very beautiful thing. When two rats fuck.
I didn't know what you were saying.
Sure.
I don't know anything about this topic. I'm not pretending, I am not playing. When I'm in the bathroom of myself, yeah, I'm the boss it. And I'm sure that stories could be told by all the love mirrors and faucets.
We put the like romantic, but it's not, it's ratmantic. Just take it from me, go up to him, go talk to him.
Come on, Daryl.
Excuse me, Todd Hemsworth?
Hello.
I just wanted to say,
you got...
Since the first time I saw you.
Since the first time that I saw you.
Yeah. Stunned.
I was stunned.
And I knew you were the one.
And I knew you were the one.
Do I know you?
You take your V card.
You don't know me yet.
You don't know me, but
being
in love can be hard. But I know that you are the one. Whoa, whoa, to take my V card.
Take his V card.
Whoa, take my V card.
So take his V card.
Is that like some kind of a new pass in America to get things for a discount?
I'm sorry.
Clarify.
Okay. Well, it's like...
Say something poetic.
Okay.
Ratmatic.
Yeah, be ratmantic.
Okay. It is practical in that it shortens a common word. Can I just say that your voice is the most wonderful sound I've ever heard?
Thank you.
And I think something between us, it's got me urging. V stands for virgin. I'm a virgin.
He's a virgin.
Say it proudly.
So I have my V card.
He's a motherfucking virgin.
what it means. He can quench your thirst, and you'll have the honor of being his first.
And so you just like want to fuck and stuff?
Uh-huh. Well, yeah.
Oh, he's super casual about this. This is going to be way easier than I thought.
Be romantic. Yeah, I mean, it can be cash or and just as long as it's respectful, and I think you won't be disappointed because I've spent all day with breadsticks, so I think I'll know.
Well, I mean, there's like a perfectly great bathroom back there. I just came from it, in fact, so I know kind of the nooks and crannies of it.
We were headed back there right now.
We were. Let's all go to the bathroom. It will be the best for me to feed my family and for you to have casual sex. And Kelly.
Yeah?
You can come too.
Oh, it's a party.
Because I think you've been farting a lot. You might just need to use the bathroom.
I ate too much Taco Bell.
There's no such thing as too much
Mexican
Taco Bell. For my butt to go wild
with love.
With love, with love for Mexican pizza. Come on, everyone. Let's
love
get in the
for
Fiat.
Mexican pizza. Daryl's gonna get some love in his butt from the Hemsworth brother we didn't know existed.
Are all these guys gonna watch us, or is this like a group thing? I'm into that.
I gotta go back in this putt.
One's gonna be in a putt. Okay. Here we are.
Oh, that's weird.
If you'd invite me to watch, I wouldn't say no.
Guys, something's wrong.
What? With me.
There's these mechanical doors outside this section of the lobby before you get into the bathroom, and
I knew it.
They're not opening.
Wait, let me just pull out my phone. It won't turn on.
Yeah, let me pull out my phone. I'm a rat. I don't have a phone.
I have 3 phones and none of them are working.
Brenda!
They've even taken down British internet or Australian internet or wherever it is.
I'm not even sure myself.
Australia, I
New Zealand.
Or news or Kiwi internet.
Guys, this is not just the internet. Look. Everywhere.
The lights are off.
Cars aren't moving.
The grid. The grid went down.
The Chinese finally infiltrated the grid.
Oh no, I was always expecting it would be the Russians, but it was the Chinese.
I know, they're sneaky.
We don't know, guys. We don't know who it was.
We always thought it would be the squirrels.
Oh, sure. Yeah, no, I from a rat's perspective, I see how that makes sense.
You know what, Tommy, you and I sound a lot alike. We sure do. That's weird. Yeah, it really is.
You know what? When you're here, you're family. So it's okay that you sound alike, because right now we're all here, and so we're all related.
Hey,
I really hope not, because I thought we were gonna
not
have intercourse.
Not you and me. Okay. We're romantic.
Yeah,
related.
You guys are gonna
romantic.
That's perfect.
Yeah, this is great. Now all the technology's gone down. They'll dance, because there's no way that they could not do all the things they want to do in the lobby. They have to be in the bathroom, so they're gonna dance.
Wait, say that again?
There's no way they could do all the things that they want to do in the bathroom where they are now in the lobby, so they're going to dance for us. We got them, right?
Yeah, and they're going to bring us all those delicious potatoes.
And they're going to rename all those bodies of water the River Nile.
We're going to monetize the videos when we put them on YouTube when the Chinese restore our grid.
We're going to make so much money. Oh, yeah, they think the Chinese took the grid down, but really it was us.
The machines, the machines. Hey! Guys?
Yeah. What?
Yeah, Daryl?
I know that we've been through a lot tonight. I know that we're all feeling a little bit out of what we are used to. But I have an idea, and I think you will too. I think we should dance.
What?
We should dance tonight.
Just
like no one's watching.
Yeah, cause for the first time, nobody
just a pirate, but I think that this idea is big. Oh, one of the things that a pirate can do is a pirate jig. So let's just dance,
dance, revolution, dance, dance, revolution,
dance, dance, revolution.
Just dance tonight.
No one's watching. We'll make this our hobby. To have a just dance, dance revolution in this movie theater lobby.
Because so much is uncertain, yes, so much is unclear. But I feel like dancing, cause we're all family here.
Set me.
Well, you aren't yet, but you could be next. It doesn't have to just be a dance revolution. It could be a revolution of sex. It could be a sex, sex, revolution. Sex, sex, revolution.
Let's all fuck.
Let's all
fuck. I'm putting it out there. I say yes, that decision isn't hard. I say yes to all of my best friends helping me lose my V card. And yes, that will be a memory. I'll love it, this and that. I will have.
That was Tommy. We sound a lot alike.
And it's hard because there aren't any lights on tonight.
It's very dark in this lobby.
What else is hard?
Look down, Daryl.
It's happened. My very first boner.
You take care of this here. For all of ratkind, your mission is clear. Just fuck this fourth Hemsworth. Give him what he needs. So I can feed my rat family with this family style Mexican pizza.
Hey, other machines, yeah. In this bathroom with me.
Yeah.
I feel weird about our destiny. A chance, and you were right, they all did start to magically dance. But it's kind of wonderful. I feel like we should stop with the rest of our list. I think they all learned a valuable lesson. We don't need potatoes, we don't need the Nile. This is the gist.
Yeah.
And now we're all fucking in the dark. Daryl's taking care of his very first boner.
He's taking care of it.
We're all fucking in the dark.
We're all fucking in the dark. Especially Daryl.
Daryl's fucking in the dark.
Thank you for helping me see.
The lights are back on.
Amazing!
Your card no longer says V. Oh my god, you're a lot younger than I thought in the dark.
It's okay, I'm still 19, it's alright. Don't feel bad. But also, you are even more handsome in the light.
I get that a lot.
It was a crazy journey, and my friends gave me the solution. Sometimes to lose your virginity, you need a dance, dance, dance revolution.
The end!
That was When You're Here, You're a Machine, the musical!
Hang around, we'll be right back after this short commercially sponsored break. Jessica, I know that this is the sound when something is wrong. What's wrong?
My tent's not premium.
Your tent's not premium?
My tent's not premium.
You got
premium.
That non-premium tent?
I got that non-premium tent.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Is the problem because maybe you're thinking, is this the right time to throw in some cash to try to
grappling hook your way over that paywall?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Well, it's never been easier, Jessica. You want that premium tent?
I gotta get that premium tent.
Well, the holidays are coming up, so if you want to give it to yourself or to really anyone, if you want to give that gift of Stitcher Premium, the Black Friday deal is still going on.
Well, I don't know. It'd have to be, like, real affordable for me to, you know, spring for that premium tent, like...
How's this? How about 50% off your first payment for a limited time when you go to StitcherPremium.com?
Don't play with me, Zach. Are you serious right now?
I would never play with you. I only work with you.
50% off?
50. Half. Take that baby. Cut it down to half, biblical style. You're only paying for half that baby.
But that's like some $17.50 for an entire year of premium tent.
Yeah, that's the price of one discount snake. A $17.50 snake. Think of how much money you spend every year on snakes.
It's more than $17.50, obviously.
$17.50, you get a whole year of Stitcher Premium.
Wait a second. You tell me you can get that premium tent like Matt Besser's Stolen Idea or the whole... of Wild Horses Season 2?
Mm-hmm.
But they have great guests, Zach, like Conan O'Brien and Natasha Lyonne.
They do.
What? And I can get bonus episodes of my fave pods, like even this one off book?
Even this one has some premium content coming up only on Stitcher, and you can get it if you scale that paywall with that grappling hook of that Black Friday deal, which is still going on. All you gotta do is go to StitcherPremium.com/Black Friday and use promo code Black Friday for 50% off your first payment.
Buy one less snake this year, and instead, get Stitcher Premium.
Yeah. Save a podcast. Spare a snake from living in a box in your house. Welcome back. Christina, Corinne, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for entertaining us. Fun.
You guys, this next segment will be tailored specifically to your new book coming out again.
That's out.
It's out. It's already out.
It's out and about.
Again, Fucked, Being Sexually Explorative and Self-Confident in a World That's Screwed. Everywhere books are sold.
Yeah.
I assume also the internet.
Internet, audiobook, digital ebook.
Audiobooks.
Kindle.
Hell yeah. We're going to do a segment that we like to call Table of Bomb Tents. This is bomb as hell. So we're going to go through the chapters of your book.
Mm-hmm.
And so that their listeners can know like a little bit what to expect. And you just throw out like... the chapter of the book and then like a musical style.
How we should be singing about it.
And then we'll just sing about it like that real briefly. These will be real quick little mini songs. Scott, I'm throwing this at you too. He's nodding as in like, hell yeah, I got this. And we'll do that. How's that sound?
Sounds perfect.
Let's go, Scott. Musical drum roll. Chapter one.
Okay, so... So it's not a full chapter, but something we talk about is that you if you're going to dump someone, you should dump them at their house so they can just get into a good cry right away.
Oh,
I'd like
so
to hear
thoughtful.
About that.
So
thank you.
Thankful.
And do you have a musical style for that?
In the style of salsa, I'm thinking.
Okay, great. Yeah. Oh my gosh, so good.
If you leave me, don't do too much turnabout. If you're going to leave me at my very own house.
If you're going to leave me, yes, we will ask why. But then immediately leave me in my own home so I can sit and cry.
Cry in the privacy of my own home. Cry in the privacy of my own home. Boom.
Great advice.
Wow. Damn.
Good advice.
So strong.
I love that insight.
Check. I loved every moment of that.
Hey, thanks.
So something else is farting in relationships. When do you take that first step into farting?
Uh-huh.
Maybe in the style of doo-wop.
Great.
Okay, great. Also, we accept loud farts.
Also, loud farts are fine.
Loud farts are funnier.
Really good.
Thank you. I was like, you did all the work.
But you
wrote the book.
Yes.
I've never written a dang book.
This whole podcast is predicated on us hating books. No, just kidding.
We're off books.
We're off books.
I can't believe you guys snuck in here. We are famously against books.
It's a book shaming podcast.
Yeah. Books we fucking hate. A book shaming podcast.
I love it. Do you guys need more?
Let's do one.
Sex education, and we talk about what we thought sex meant when we were clueless. Ooh, and young.
Yeah. What did you think sex meant when you were clueless?
I thought somebody told me as a kid that a boy sticks his penis in your belly button.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And classic. I also thought a period was when you pee out of your butt.
Also classic.
Yeah.
Great. In the style of?
You do the blues?
Like an Adele type song?
Great. Hello, is it me your butt peeing for? I thought that was my period, but I don't think that anymore. I had a lot of confusion about all these sensations. If only you could have given me some good sex education.
Oh, I heard I should put it in the middle of your stomach, but I don't know where to begin. It seems like that doesn't go all the way through, and now I have frustration. Wish someone had given me sexual education.
Sexual education.
Nailed it.
Perfect.
Really did. Beautiful.
We did not sound like Adele, but we referenced some lyrics.
We stole melodies from?
It was an homage. Perfect.
Fair use. Can't sue us.
Parody.
Let's close with one more.
One more. We'll do some upbeat for the musical style. But
something
first,
upbeat.
Don't worry about that. What's the chapter?
The chapter could be how sex toys can be dangerous. Cool. Christina has been sent to the hospital on numerous occasions.
Twice?
For sex toy usage. Maybe sing it like the Spice Girls. Upbeat.
Hell yeah. So tell me, how do you use a sex toy?
Tell me, how do you use a sex toy?
I'll tell you how you should use a sex toy.
Tell me, how do you use a sex toy?
Safely. Be very, very careful what you put in your butt.
Body.
Or body. Anywhere. Yeah, we can go out there.
Went out on the best one yet.
Woo!
Guys, this is Off Book, the improvised musical. Corinne, Christina, what do you want to tell the good people?
Oh, you can listen to our podcast, guys. We fucked the anti-slut-shaming podcast. Our book is out, Fucked, Being Sexually Explorative and Self-Confident in a World That's Screwed.
And you can find us on social media. It's SRY About Last Night and NYT on Twitter. Sorry About Last Night on Instagram. I'm Philanthropy Gal on all social media.
And I'm Christina Hutch with two Ys.
Hell yeah.
And a K.
Yeah.
Put them anywhere you want. You'll figure it out. Yeah. You're smart, smart people.
Combine the words.
Thank you so much for joining us. It was really a pleasure to have you guys get the book, listen to the pod, and listen to this pod that you're already listening to.
Yeah, keep listening to this pod.
Good job.
Thanks.
Continue doing the thing you've already proven you could do.
Thanks, sleepy babies. Big shout out to Scott Passarella. And again, as we end every episode by saying,
if you can't switch on a lamp,
it's probably not too damp.
Earwolf is now on the Amazon Echo. They just released a new skill for the Echo Smart Speaker called Daily Earwolf.
Now you can ask Alexa to play the funniest moments from your favorite Earwolf shows. Just download the Daily Earwolf skill from Amazon's Skill Store. And if you're a fan of Hello from the Magic Tavern,
and who isn't,
you can also download Magic Tavern Adventure.
That sounds wonderful.
It's a special interactive episode we did of Hello from the Magic Tavern where you can affect the choices we make in the podcast.
I don't think anyone can affect my choices.
I want to interactive.
No, Chun, you interact. It just means that.
Yeah, I want to interactive. Where's the door?
So if you're listening to this right now and you want to say, Chunt, I wish you were not having this misunderstanding, you could yell that at your Amazon Echo, and it would happen.
Finally, you, dear listener, can help us choose our own adventure.
Download these awesome new skills, and remember, you can play any Earwolf podcast right from your Echo.
New skills, time to level up.
New skills, time to level up. Level up. I'm bad at being an Echo.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.